All right, I'm back, bitches. Hello, my cosmic baddies. It's your girl, your high vibe hype woman, your cosmic consultant, Maddie Murphy, back. Back with the Cosmic RX Radio Energy Report for you. And we got a lot to talk about. Welcome to Cosmic RX Radio, a podcast that gives you real-life tools of spiritual empowerment and pure hype. I'm your host and intuitive guide, Maddie Murphy. I'll be serving up your weekly energy readings, cosmic boss interviews, and astro inspiration. Are you ready to love yourself more, manifest your dream life, and own your magic? Let's jump in. First of all, how the hell are you? I just am back off my break that I took. Think about breaks. They always seem to go really fast, but I truly missed you all so much. And originally I had said I was going to come back 9-9 because that's my birthday. But you know what also 9-9 is? It's the first day of Mercury retrograde. And I feel like I needed to give you all my cosmic baddies, my witchy weirdos, my radical revolutionaries, my modern mystics. I feel like I had to give you a little heads up. I can't just come back on the day of Mercury retrograde. Like, hello, by the way, it's here. So, hi, I missed you. How are we doing? Okay, so much to talk about. Like I said, we're going to be chatting all things how to make the most of Virgo season in this pod today. We have Venus is going to move into Virgo this week, and we're going to have that Mercury retrograde on 9-9 on my birthday. Happy birthday to me. And it's going to give us a lot to think about. Remember, we're not scared of Mercury retrograde here. Honey. We respect it. That's for damn sure. But we know that we have the high vibe plan here, okay? We know the cosmic assignment to live in alignment with our highest and hottest self, and we pay attention, and we know that Mercury retrograde is a gift, okay? It is a gift, and I'm going to talk about why and how to work with it as such. Before we do that, let's see, Virgo housekeeping announcements. Next week, we have some fun announcements in honor of my birthday and some gifts and treats and just fun things that I'm excited to tell you about. In the meantime, you know, the only Virgo announcement I have is just like, I missed you. I really did. I missed you. A lot of you slid into my DMs, and I'm laughing because like it's only been 2 weeks, but my clients and I always joke around about like, my sisters, everyone that I talk with on a regular basis, they're like, yeah, so much can happen in like a day. It's like when you're on the spiritual path, when you're expanding, when you're evolving, when you're just pay attention to every sign, symbol, synchronicity, you're like, so 2 weeks, I'm like, that feels like a lifetime ago. So I'm so curious. You have to slide in my DMs and let me know how August was. We had that triple conjunction. So like my fixed signs, how did August feel? We were in a grand fixed cross. It was a lot. It was a lot for the Leo, Aquarius, Scorpio, Taurus, but lots of big changes and movement. So anyway, sign my DMs. I want to know. I'm getting caught up with them. And I think by the time this podcast comes out, I want to be at inbox zero. So speaking of loving you all so much and being utterly obsessed with you, we got to talk about who's going to win the baddie bundle. Who's going to win 3 free months to our Cosmic RX Plus premium community. And if you don't know what this is, we have our own community destination website, our own private cosmic clubhouse, just for you guys, just for us to hang out. We do moon circles there. We do, like live calls. We have a community-led circle. Also, we have the moon guide there with all the astrology breakdown, rituals, tools, tarot spreads you need for the month. And basically, it's like where we all hang out and have each other's back and work on being seen, showing up, integrating our spiritual self, our physical and the metaphysical. And we're just like there to chat about all things. And I'm obsessed. So if you want to connect with myself and a community of like-minded baddies more, come on over. Come on over, baby. And if you want to win 3 free months, leave a rating and review. Go on iTunes, leave a rating, put your Instagram handle in there. If you don't have Instagram, then you can screenshot it and email it to me at info@cosmicrx.com. And same thing with Spotify. You could screenshot that and DM it or email it. So this week's winner is, okay, this is a must-listen podcast. It's cool and rock. Hello, I freaking love that. And this is an international review. They say, thank you. It's meant to be. Thank you so much. Love, 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 love and light from Paris, Nina Sky. How cool is that? Tuning in from France. That makes me so happy. Our community has so many baddies from all over the world. It blows my mind. And people drop fun facts about themselves when they join in. And people, you all are wild. You are just rock stars. And I don't know. I'm not even cool enough to hang out with you. But somehow I get to in this lifetime. So congrats, Nina, if you want to be like our French friend, our cosmic cutie on the other side of the pond, please, yeah, leave a rating and review. It really helps us out. We're just trucking right along. Like, we're thriving here, babies, and it's all because of you. So thank you so much. Let's talk about, there's obviously so much I want to talk about with if astrology isn't real, then why? But I'm going to sum it up in just two things. We're talking like Biden administration and Britney right now, very literal astrology. We talked about the fact that Biden's a Scorpio. So we knew that this eclipse season and additionally this whole month of August where all these fixed signs got a lot of action. He's not only actually a Scorpio sun, he's a Scorpio stellium. He has sun, Mercury, Venus, Mars, all in the sign of the Scorpion. And we talked about that this month was going to be obviously big for fixed signs, but also big for that North Node, Uranus-Mars conjunction shifting in a big way, some of the work this eclipse is doing and this North Node in Taurus is doing until July 2023 of helping us move closer to our values, Taurus, rethink the way we make money and our relationship to money and also our relationship and connection to the earth. And I don't even think I'm going to do justice like listing all of the things, but we saw in August, President Biden signed the Inflation Reduction Act and as the largest climate investment by the U.S. federal government in history, including as about $430 billion to reduce carbon emissions. We also saw he also passed the student loan forgiveness program. And yeah, debt and money, a very Taurus and Scorpio energy. And I saw one article and it was like, Biden uses his sheer willpower, but also doing it by stepping back in Congress. Dispelling the notion that he couldn't work his willpower in Congress. He got all this stuff passed, but he also did it by pulling back. And I thought that was very like Scorpio Taurus, like Scorpio, like my willpower. And then Taurus like, also like just going to chill out and let this all happen here by pulling back and like being easy. And I also saw, shout out to Biden for having a very Scorpio moment. He also, I'm laughing, I had a pause. Like this, I feel like Biden really went full Scorpio stellium. I saw this thing, like some press conference, it was on the wellness therapist's Instagram page. And someone's like, hey, President Biden, do you think people would be pissed off if they didn't take out loans or they paid off their loans? And he just like stops and like slow motion turns. It's like, hey, do you think people who don't own multi-billion dollar businesses are pissed when they see these guys like not paying taxes? And it was just such a clap back. It like in the best way possible did not feel presidential. And then he also was like on some rant about how MAGA Republicans like don't know the power of women. They're about to find out. And I just am here for like the full blown Scorpio glow up of President Biden, like owning his shit right now. But also again, North Node, Mars, Uranus, and Taurus bringing fast paced changes that are going to affect us for the coming years. We talked about in terms of money, healthcare, our values, real estate. So we're going to keep our eye out. We're going to keep seeing that building momentum. We have, you know, this fall, October 25th to November 8th is the eclipse, official eclipse season, but we'll be seeing things in the beginning of October until the end of November. That also coincides directly with midterms. So woo, buckle up, buttercups. And also, I just have to say, if astrology isn't real, then why in Virgo season did Britney launch her first song in like 6 years, Hold Me Closer, duet with Elton John? And it was 6 years to the day of her last album release date. And we know Virgo season is a great time for Britney. She has her Mars in Virgo, her planet of action, the way she shows up in the world.
the way that, you know, what gives her ambition, desire, I think is really lit up during Virgo season. So I thought that was very just poignant that she dropped during this time. And some of her astrology was really interesting when she dropped that this week. Her Mercury was in a really strong conjunction with her rising. So paying attention, that means like your self-expression is brought out in a different way, including like her creative potential is really enhanced, her physical vitality, the way that she's being seen, sharp, whatever. It's like her mental powers, her communication powers are at their peak during that time. And we also saw like transiting Mars in Gemini. It was in strong trine with her ascendant, which again gives so much of a boost. And when Mars in Gemini, I think it's just going to be a huge transit for her through March of this year in the ninth house, broadening her horizons, traveling, being seen in different worlds, cultures, philosophies, worldview expanding, which we love for a Sagittarius. And of course, right now we have her sun is in a trine with Jupiter in Aries, giving her such a boost. What I've been saying for all my fire signs, you're getting such a boost from Jupiter in Aries. All right. And the last time she launched this album in 2016, Mars was on her natal sun. Okay. So just pay attention to things like that because you know why? Because I love Britney. Okay. No other reason do we even need to know that. But no, even in your own life, you can pay attention to when like Mercury is on your ascendant, when natal sun is on your Mars. This is great times to launch things, to put something forward. It's really exciting. So yay to Britney. Huge congrats. And now let's talk about the moon. Who wants to talk about the moon? This girl. It's the moon report. So the day this podcast comes out, it is September 2nd. Also, just shout out happy birthday to all the Virgos I love. I know so many people born on September 1st that I love so much. And I don't know, I just love my Virgos. I know I'm biased, but they just show up really beautifully for me. Okay, so September 2nd, the moon is in Scorpio the first half of the day. So we are going deep. We're going in the deep end. We're investigating things. We're feeling curious. We're feeling a little sexy. I like that. Ooh, Virgo, Scorpio, energy together. It's giving me Beyonce. It's giving me let's steam our silkiest dress and wear the fucking hottest, naughtiest lingerie under it when we go out tonight, okay? We're going to look out for being jealous. We're going to look out for being paranoid. We're going to look out just for like, ooh, where we might need to like let go of some angsty emotions in a safe place, in a safe way. Then moon in Sag starts that night. You know I love a Sag moon weekend. And that's Saturday, Sunday, till 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Mutable energy, Virgo sun, Sag moon. We're feeling like we want variety. We want to try something new. We want to take a little adventure over the weekend. We want to have fun. Like, oh, it's Labor Day weekend here in the States. It's like, do something different. Take the little adventure you haven't done, quote unquote, this summer, even though we all know summer lasts through September, but of like social summer, go out on a limb, try something new, stay really open, stay curious, have fun, be silly. Like the to-do list will be there. I know you've been doing your Virgo back to school, back on your grind, back on your like bullshit of health and wellness in the best way possible. But this weekend, like try something new, you know, like have fun, go out there, go dance on a table, ask that person out. Stay curious. Be open to the adventures life has waiting for you. We're going to look out for this weekend. Be a little flaky. If you're going to go somewhere or you don't think you're going to be able to go somewhere, be clear with your yeses and nos. Okay. Be present with what you're saying yes to, what you're saying no to. And we also just want to like have a little bit of grounding time, a little bit of time to come back to yourself because that double mutable energy plus Mars in Gemini can just make us feel up and out of our body. So we move into Monday, September 5th, Tuesday, the 6th, 11:41. So from Monday till Tuesday evening, we have the moons in Capricorn coming to ground us down. Boss bitch, Virgo sun, Capricorn moon, we are taking care of some shit. However sloppy and messy we were over the weekend is how fucking tight and on top of it we're going to be these 2 days. Get some shit done. Something that's been on the to-do list. Use this focused earth energy to just put one foot in front of the other and get some things done. Take it boss babe style. Like, not boss babe, but like be a boss bitch these days. And I want you to ground into that. I want you to look out for kind of being hard on other people or having like ridiculous expectations of them or feeling resentful. People aren't matching your level of drive. You can, of course, use with integrity and clarity your communications to tell people maybe reassess or let them know what your expectations of them are. But just want to look out for being like unnecessarily hard on other people those days. Then that late of Tuesday night into Wednesday and into Thursday, we have Aquarius moon days. Oh, I love my Aquarius moon days. They are not sticky. This is a great day to work through and parse through like emotional things you've already felt and like cried through and screamed through. I think Aquarius moon days come to like clean us out. Like, okay, let's just let go of those. Releasing old files, you know, from the emotional hard drive. It's a great day. Like, if you want to do decluttering stuff with that Virgo Aquarius, Virgo wants to declutter. Aquarius moon can kind of cut through the emotional cords of why we hold on to things. Just a little hot tip. Aquarius moon days, maybe go out, see a friend, get a group of people together, go out there, try something new to connect into like-minded community if that's been present for you. And then we're going to look out for like lacking compassion. Virgo sometimes can be very caring, but can be really detached. Reading myself here. And then Aquarius moon can make us like very detached. So we're just going to look out for like just trying to see other people's perspective on things, trying to practice real radical empathy, of course, still having boundaries, but just a little hot tip to get you through the week. Okay, my babies, how does that feel? How are we feeling? Let's talk about planetary planning. What are the big headlines? What's happening now? What do we need to know? So we know this past week when I was away on August 22nd, the sun entered Virgo. It's the season of the boss witch. This is the season for us to remember practical magic. What happens when we practice devotion, when we pay attention to the details of our life, when we exercise discernment, when we figure out what is the structure and support and systems you need to show up and do your sacred work in the world, to take care of business and be a boss witch, but also doing it in a way that's honoring yourself, okay? That's what I want you to think about this Virgo season. It's your assignment. I want you to think about, you know, Venus in Virgo is coming in this week to amplify that. And this comes, you know, September 5th. So we're having like a double down of this energy. And I want you to use this time to think about, what do I need to return to my body more? Like, how can I return to my body more? Because Cancer season, we're in our feels, Leo season, we're in our heart. And Virgo season, it's like, oop, back to the body. And how we show up for our body is usually in day-to-day small things. 10 minutes of stretching, making sure we're drinking enough water, cooking ourselves yummy, nourishing meals, taking our goddamn probiotics, having good snacks in your house ready to go. Listen, I'm a Virgo, but I can get out of myself really fast. I'm in a progressed Cancer moon. The changes I've been making since my progressed Cancer moon, trying to eat breakfast every day, trying to move 3 or 4 times a week. Also setting myself up for success, keeping my spaces organized so I can do the work I came here to do and have it feel efficient and fun. And like Virgo is really good at editing out, like, what are the things that take up unnecessary stress in your life? Like for me, okay, like, you know, if I was getting stressed out about not eating well, I organized my whole freaking pantry and cabinet to really be able to see what snacks I have and what I don't. Because for me, I've always was trying to eat healthy, but I don't know if it's my ADD or what, but it's like really hard for me to remember what I have, what I don't have when I get hungry, and just like not thinking about food until it's too late. And so this year I was just like, okay, I got to get on, you know, get on Instacart, get on these Peapod apps, because I hate going to the grocery store, and just have recurring orders set up of snacks that I know that are healthy and nourishing to me. And so I can keep them here. And it's made such a difference in how I work, how I show up for myself. Organizing, decluttering my calendar, super important. Organizing, decluttering your actual closet. Like, do you have things in your closet that make you feel less than 100% that goddess bitch? Then get rid of them. Like, if you have jeans that don't fit you from 5 years ago, that every time you look at them, you think, oh, I need to lose weight, get the fuck rid of them. Like, donate them immediately. Because you don't need shit taking up space in your life that tells you that you're less than, and that also distracts you and drains your energy every time you go to get ready. You don't want to have to process that every time you're leaving the house. What would it feel like to you to have a closet of all things that you realistically know you feel great in, you look great in? You don't have to waste that extra emotional real estate, that mental space of like, parsing through all the stuff you don't like, the declutter. Declutter stresses us out, whether we realize it or not. Clutter stresses us out, whether we realize it or not. Clutter really takes up so much real estate. It's just such a waste, a drain of energy. So again, decluttering your inbox. You could pick one area of your life this Virgo season. I would say declutter it. Also with Venus in Virgo, look through your beauty and skincare and all that stuff, the stuff that's in your medicine cabinets, in your shower, in your drawers. Is there stuff that's expired? Is there stuff that's just, you got it for free, you don't need it anymore? Download the Yuka app. Oh God, it's very Virgo season. My business partner and her sister introduced it to me. Shout out to Audrey and Steph. And it scans and it tells you the rating of things, like what's clean, what's toxic, what's not, and like what are the good replacements if it is toxic. And that shit surprised me. Nothing is, I think, will help you get rid of stuff faster in your medicine cabinet. If you're like scanning it, you're like, oh wait, like this like sunblock is literally worse for you than like cigarettes. Like, okay, yeah, bye. So yeah, decluttering your life, because you deserve to have space to grow into the you you're becoming. Okay, the next version of you needs different space, needs different things, and letting go of the old things is a really beautiful gift to that first future version of you. Okay, it also, again, Virgo season, editing out those little things that are leaky in your energy that create unnecessary stress and strain. I remember, like, every Virgo season, I like to take inventory of my life. Like, what is stressing me out that doesn't have to anymore? Is it like that door that doesn't close all the way, so I get really stressed out about it for some reason? Or is it that like my cutting boards would always fall down and knock over my vitamins? So I just got a cutting board holder and they don't fall down anymore. And you know how much stress that saves me on every freaking day? Things like that. Okay, so I just want to think about, what are those little things in my life and how can I edit them? How can I declutter? How can I make a little difference, right? That's Virgo editing, number one. Number two, like, how can I show up and give myself self-care a little bit every day? Listen, self-love is just like regular love. Doing one dramatic act of self-care every few months, that's nice, but that's not going to cut it. That does not a good relationship make, right? Mars is in Gemini right now. We're building our relationships through connection and communication. Always community, but Mars in Gemini is connection and communication and curiosity and consistency. And Venus in Virgo and the Sun in Virgo remind us, like, we have to show up. The Gottman Institute says love is in the small things. You know, the little morning rituals you do. Do you know how your partner likes their coffee? Do you know little things that they do and do not like? And can you remember that? And can you show up? But can you remember that, like, oh, my partner's having a long day, so it'd be great if I had their favorite groceries in the house. Can I leave the light on for them when they come home? Can I give them a kiss before I leave for work? Little everyday things, ritualizing your life. Ritual is how you, like, keep love and your intention to be love and love more alive. So ritualizing a part of your life, and with Venus in Virgo, it's all about love and self-love. So if you're single, and even if you're not single, if you're in a partnership, thinking about, like, okay, where am I ready to just ritualize my self-love? What are the little things I can do for myself every day that are just little, right? Maybe it's just buying a really nice glass water bottle so I feel excited to drink water in the morning. Maybe it's giving myself a half an hour in the morning before I give it to everyone else because I deserve that. Maybe it's, like, just think about that. And then if you're in a relationship or a conscious partnership, how can you ritualize your relationship a little bit more? Carrie Cole did an amazing reel, I believe it was, this week, and she just talked about that. Like, always leave the house, say hello and goodbye. Like, when you come in the house and you leave the house, that makes a huge difference in the health of your relationship. Do little check-ins daily, gratitude practices. You know, what's working, what's not. I love it. She calls it the state of the union, like checking in bi-weekly or once a month. Like, hey, how are we feeling? You know, what feels good, what doesn't? That's what Virgo season is. It's the scaffolding and the structure and the details that, like, create space for us to expand into love, expand into our sacred work, expand into our purpose, expand into the absolute boss, which we're here to be, without burnout, right? Like, those little things that broop up out. Virgo season is also a great time to look at earth medicine, right? Like, work with herbs, research crystals, if you're flower essences, if there's something that you've been sort of eyeing or, like, curious about or want to return to, Virgo season, a great time to do that. And then last but not least, with this Virgo season, with Venus in Virgo, you know, Virgo gets a bad rap as being picky. but really it's being discerning. So I want you to make sure during, you know, Virgo season, Venus in Virgo, that we're not being overly picky, overly judgmental of ourselves and others, because sometimes that can happen. But it's also a great time to allow that discernment to help you raise your standards. Like, yeah, like I do get to be picky about who I share my life with, about who I share my business with, about what I do with my time and what I do with my energy and my money. Of course, that's part of being really whole and knowing your damn worth, okay? So allow yourself to be picky and also allow that discernment to help you. And I always think about Virgo season is like the goal, what we want to walk away from Virgo season is like, okay, we took some pragmatic, practical action steps to get us closer to whatever our heart showed us during Leo season, whether it was a dream or a desire or something your heart needs. Ooh, Virgo helps us take some real steps to that and creates a sustainable plan to keep going with it throughout the year, right? And Virgo season also, if we do it right, we get to remember how fucking whole we are, because that's the root of the word Virgo. Comes from the word virgin in the book The Great Cosmic Mother. They talk about the original meaning of virgin had nothing to do with sexual purity. It was about, you know, the woman, the one who was whole and of themselves. So Virgo season, we get to come back into our wholeness and remember that we're whole. And remember that when we are whole, yeah, we get to have higher standards, because we don't need something to fill us up or out. We don't need something just to take up space, just to be there. We're not incomplete. We are whole. We are complete. Okay? And Virgo is here for a purpose. Virgo is here for the sacred work. So again, if we really do Virgo season really well and remember our wholeness and show up for our sacred work, we get to walk away from Virgo season with the discernment to know the difference between not giving a fuck, but giving a damn. And that is what I want to leave you on, is like Virgo season, I want you to do that work. I want you to show up for yourself. I want you to edit out the bullshit that causes you stress. I want you to add in the daily details that help you show up for yourself, ritualize your life, create the scaffolding to grow, do the things that help you come back into the remembrance that you are whole in of yourself and that you are here for a big ass purpose. And then you get to just not give a fuck about lame ass people judging you, because what? You don't need to care about finding someone or something to complete you, because you already are whole. And you also get to, though, give a damn, because not giving a fuck is good, but we want to give a damn. You're here for a reason. You're here for a plan. You're here to bring your magic and weave it into this new tapestry of the new world we're building, right? So meditate on all that, my babies. And like I said, Mercury retrograde is coming 9/9. If you want a full like guide to it, we have it on our platform. We have it in the Cosmic RX Plus community. But what I want to say to you is that start with the things I just said, with the Virgo season, the editing, the clearing. It's going to help you have a more aligned Mercury retrograde. And we're not going to fear Mercury retrograde. If you're listening to this podcast now, I want you to start backing up your phones, your computers. I want you to change passwords if you've gotten a notification that they were in a data leak. I want you to pay attention if you have a check engine light on. Go take care of that. And I want you just to begin slowing down, that winding down. We're not going to start any projects, nothing new, nothing big, starting with 9/9 until early October. Instead, we're going to begin to think, reflect back, redo, reassess, remember, re-envision, reconnect. We're going to focus on those re-words. And I'll talk all about that next week. But I just want you to start preparing. And remember, Mercury retrograde wants us to slow down, to see something, to experience something, to get something new, to get more clarity, to get closure, to get like a new download. So just as much as you can, see that invitation to like slow down again. And all that Virgo season energy can really help us ground into that. And you know what? We're going to get through this together, and we're going to thrive, not just survive during Mercury retrograde, because that's what we're here to do. But anyway, I'm going to get into all of that and more next week and talk about the Pisces full moon. So in the meantime, in the dream time, I am wrapping each and every one of you up in stardust and love. And I'm going to remind you that Mama Maddie wants you to go out there make some magic, love yourself fully, take no shit, calling in hot sex and juicy fat checks for all of us, and I'll see you next week. So happy to be back. Mwah. Do you love getting your Cosmic RX for the week here and want more? Make sure to sign up for our premium subscription so you can get exclusive access to bonus podcast episodes, all of my astrology info for the month ahead, and live new and full moon calls to help you manifest your dream life with an intentional international community of other cosmic baddies. Sign up through our link in show notes.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you want to know more about Cosmic RX, head on over to thecosmicrx.com. And if you really love this show, I'd love it if you left a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. I super love hearing from you and reading your reviews. All right, you cosmic baddie, tune in next week. And until then, remember, love yourself fully, work your magic, and take no shit.